Secrets of SEO podcast.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Unknown Secrets of SEO. Special shout out to everyone that's watching us. There's about 8 or 9 of y'all out there watching. So what's up, y'all?
Woohoo! Thanks for tuning in exactly at 9:15 Central Standard Time. Okay, a little late.
Yeah, come on.
Cut us a little slack. My name is Chris Burris, owner of eWebStyle.
And I'm Paul Hansen, sales manager at eWebStyle.
As usual, we like to talk about what we spoke about in our last podcast. This is podcast number 61. You are listening to the most popular SEO podcast on iTunes. Thanks to you guys. And I'm pointing at you at the camera. Thank you guys. In our last podcast, do you remember what we talked about in our last podcast?
Don't make me lie.
I'm going to have to send out some sort of memo to the staff of the Unknown Secrets of SEO. Wait, I'm part of that.
Yeah.
Actually, I'll say one word and it will ring your bell. No. Remind you. Because it's pretty bad when douche rings your bell.
Oh, there you go. You just said ring my bell, and I was like, wow, that's usually reserved for,
the ladies. And if you can do that with one word, woo.
My gosh, we need to talk, man. Like, wow, I need to learn that.
Douche. It's even bad when the word is douche. So, yeah, our last podcast we talked about
douchebaggery.
Douchebaggery. Don't be a douche. The douchiness of design.
Yes. And being a douche in your SEO.
Yeah, so go back and listen to that podcast. Again, that is podcast number 60. Before we get started, also, how about a little bit of how you stalk us, find us, pursue us, search us, haunt us. And I was gonna say mourn us.
Hey, man, come on, dude. Don't put
so you
me in that category.
So you've gone from ringing my bell to killing me.
That's what I'm saying. Like, don't put me in that category.
You can follow us on Twitter. You just need to go to twitter.com/eWebStyle. Facebook, you just need to go to facebook.com/eWebStyle. And there's no dash in that eWebStyle. And go there on Facebook. You can like us. On Twitter, you can follow us. We announce when these podcasts are going to be broadcast, so if you're following your Twitter account and you had forgotten that, hey, it's 9:15, I gotta
stop what I'm doing,
everything halt, I gotta watch the podcast, follow us on Twitter, because we do announce the podcast prior to that going on air. On YouTube, you can follow us at, the easiest way to get there is e-webstyle.com/YouTube, and that's YouTube.
Same thing with Facebook, eWebStyle.com/Facebook.
Well, you can also go to Facebook.com/eWebStyle. I made that happen the other day.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah. I had it backwards.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. It does work. Actually, if you do go to eWebStyle.com/Facebook, it will get you there. You could also go to Facebook.com/eWebStyle, and you will get there. So follow us. I honestly hadn't even checked iTunes this week. I don't know if we have any new reviews. Here's one of the things we love. When our listeners who appreciate what we're doing – go to iTunes, create an account, submit a review or a testimonial, and it's a good review. And then we also like it when they send us an email at podcast@e-webstyle.com. Let us know they submitted a review. Send us some their URL.
So
we can, and their name. You know,
little link, little backlink love, little link juice.
Right back at you. We love it. So make sure you guys do that if you're getting anything good out of this podcast, and we know you are. That's just what it is. How about news? Do you have anything interesting news?
I read something about Google and Germany are in a fight, but I can't exactly remember what it was. About privacy issues, about
bring Wi-Fi. Down that wall. Bring down that wall, Germany.
Dude, I remember that when I was a kid when that happened. But I specifically remember that. But something happened in Germany. It's about what you talked about last time, Google and Wi-Fi. Google basically getting into everybody's Wi-Fi.
Oh yeah. Apparently, while they were driving around in their Street View vehicles, they were collecting private information on open Wi-Fi. Did you read any more about that?
Germany's pissed. I know that. Yeah. Like, the whole country is pissed at Google
that
behind
that.
Sounds
more like something the French would be upset about. Yeah. Germans are kind of like, good technology.
We just lost all of our French, all of our Parisian listeners.
Listeners.
Like, click. We're
click.
We're done here.
No, it's true. I mean, I'm not.
That's true.
I'm
that's
just
true.
Stereotyping. Is do there a problem with that?
Do we have any Parisian listeners?
I'm sure we do. I'm sure we did. A little news. This is going to be a little bit of kind of a iPhone, iPad-centric piece of news. And for good reason, because of a story with one of our clients this week. But I did find this. Time Warner has decided they will not reformat all of their shit off of Flash so that it will be viewable in the iPhone and iPad. They're just not going to do it.
You know what I think is going to happen? I think that eventually Apple will probably come up with an alternative to Flash or something, because...
Well, they are, so they kind of already do, right? Because okay. YouTube works on iPads and iPhones because either YouTube has reformatted it on behalf for the iPhone, okay, or iPhone has done something. I don't know what the nuances of the technology are. But you can actually get to YouTube from your iPhone. You can actually get to YouTube from your iPad. That one I know 100% because okay. I actually did it once. So somebody's done some reformatting. The implication is here that YouTube did, which kind of makes sense when the iPhone is the ubiquitous device that it is, and you want more. And it's actually, this is another, this plays right into this other statistic. I was talking with one of my clients. We're finishing up their website. And the first component on the front page, kind of the main component on the front page, is a demo of their product, and it's in Flash. And they, in a meeting this week, they're like, hey, our website doesn't show up in our iPhone. Like, yeah, because it's Flash. Or,
get and, another it, phone.
And I'm just asking questions.
Duh.
Duh. Wait, redesign what? That is not what's up. So I'm like, I just kind of asking questions. One, they're the customer. They have iPhones. We will be accommodating the iPhone. But just as a kind of an interesting question, I was like, so I wonder how many of your clients, they're an engineering company, are on iPhones. And they said, oh, it's a huge amount. And they pull out this report and this statistic, and it says like 62% iPhone.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm like, you know what? Immediately, I remembered an article that I had read. I said, here's the issue with that. That's not the number of people who have iPhones. That's not the percentage within the country or whatever. It's actually the percentage of people who are surfing with iPhones because it's so much easier to surf with an iPhone. Out of all mobile devices, even on the iPhone, people don't surf as much as they would if they had their laptop comfortably by them. That's kind of what the iPad is, isn't it? So iPad will probably increase the surfing on an Apple device.
Okay.
So it's just so much easier to surf on an iPhone. That's why that number is so high. So with that particular client, yes, we're going to redesign the front page so that it checks the browser. If it's a Safari browser, it's going to display a static non-flash version until... Apple acquiesces and just gives into it. By the way, that client sent me an awesome link. And the link is, there's a guy out there who's made a page that checks if the browser you're viewing his page on actually is Flash capable. And if it is not, it displays an image of Steve Jobs giving you the finger.
That's awesome.
So if you're on an iPhone, it obviously can't display Flash. So when you're on an iPhone, pop Steve Jobs giving you the finger.
That's pretty fun. So I think that's very creative.
My customer sent that to me, and then I saw her I was over at their office again. I saw her in the hall and said, I already put that up. You should have seen the look on her face.
I just took down your Flash and put the picture
just
up
put
of
the picture,
Steve Jobs.
You don't even have a website anymore. I said, no, I'm just kidding. I didn't put, don't worry.
That's funny.
Don't freak out. And then one other statistic. 4 out of 10 iPhones are sold to businesses.
Wow.
So it's not just, you know.
I thought really BlackBerry was the... the tool
for
businesses.
Well, now that is 4 out of 10 iPhones.
Oh, okay.
So the other 6 are going to, you know, retail users and users. And the company I'm talking about, SmartPipe, is an example. They've been on, their entire company's been all on iPhones for quite some time. And they're a Mac house, actually. I mean, they have some PCs around. Their main server's a PC. And they're all on Macs. So it's pretty interesting stuff. Do we have any shout-outs or anything? To Botswana.
I'm gonna have to hit y'all up next week because we do have some, but
next week, okay. Sorry, anybody y'all. Who's expecting a shout out, you will get it.
Sorry,
next
y'all. I do. Let me give a shout out to my man John Dalton. I owe him a website analysis. I was supposed to have it to him last week. Sorry about that, John, but I will get it to you. I am taking a look at your website now. It is pretty. It's a very nice site, but it's gonna take a little bit more time because he has some other issues going on with it.
Cool.
It's really cool.
Cool. And that is, Paul is talking about the free SEO and website analysis that you can get. All you need to do is go to ewebstyle.com. At the top, you can click SEO. That will take you to a page, and that at the bottom of the very first paragraph is a link where you can submit a form or just give us a call. You can call us at 713-592-6724. Give
Country
us a call.
Code 001.
Country code 001. We have had people call from outside the country, so that's cool.
That's pretty cool.
Because we are internationally recognized as SEO experts. Yeah. Thank you very much. All right, so what do we got?
I did a little research on keyword match types, and I titled this long-tailed versus short-tail, but that's wrong.
Keyword match types.
Okay, so everybody at this point should have had some experience with the Google Keyword Selector tool. Give a little sidebar, a little tangent here. There is a new Keyword Selector tool. If you used it, you know it always had keyword at Google AdWords beta. It was always in beta. So there's a new Keyword Selector tool. You can actually use both. And if you've had trouble getting to either one of them, it's probably if you Google it, it doesn't always come up as the first result now. And I think it's because they just maybe within the last 3 weeks released both. And
oh, so let me understand this. A Google product is not first result,
which is odd.
On a Google
man, which is
engine.
Odd. Yeah, I was like, whoa.
See, you know, one of the things we talk about with our clients and we make very clear is we can't guarantee anything, mm-hmm. right? Because we are not Google. If you want guarantees, we suggest you do pay-per-click, which we suggest you do anyway. Mostly, though, we're talking to these clients in terms of organic placement. We can't guarantee anything. We're not Google. We are world class at what we do, and we always say, give us a number of months and you'll never leave. But if Google can't get their own shit on the first position, what chance, you know, we can. That sounds wrong, right? But if they can't do it, you know, what kind of guarantees can – so if you're dealing with an SEO company that is giving you guarantees, here's a kind of guarantee I can give you. Give us 20 keywords. Let us choose the keywords. I guarantee you one will be in the first position.
There you go. We'll
because
start
I'm
going to
get some sort
widgets.
Of yeah. We'll start with blue one-arm widgets. That'll be on the first page. So yeah, you know, those are the kinds of guarantees that you're going to find out there. Just be careful. This is as with most advertising. You know, what kind of guarantee of business could you get from the Super Bowl? You know, you'll get a ton of traffic.
Oh yeah.
Right. You know, it's going to cost you an arm and a leg, and another leg.
Yeah.
And probably one more arm. And there's no guarantees on that. So this is, you know, search engine optimization is more along the lines of advertising. So give us a number of months and you'll never leave.
There you go. So all right, match types. If you've used the keyword selector tool, the match type, if you're not using match types, you really need to be. It's really a tool that was selected, that was created for AdWords, but the keyword selector tool lends a lot of... not credibility, but it lends a lot of utility to the SEO community. So, all right, now we're all at the keyword selector tool. The default match type is broad match. There are four match types: broad match, phrase match, exact match, and negative match. Negative match is solely for Google AdWords, so I don't really mess with it. But I'm going to go over the different match types and why you need to be using each of them. Okay, for a broad match. If you search for, let's say, checking account in the Google Keyword Selector tool, the default setting is broad match. Here's what that means, and this is very important when it's time to select your keywords. It will come up with, it's going to give you a combination. The search results say, okay, checking account has 10 million searches. Now that means it combines all searches from the word checking, all searches from the word account, all searches from bank account, any search query with the word checking in it, and any search query with the word account in it, and any combination of those two together.
So broad really means like broad.
Like it's broad is absolutely possible. Okay, and that's just That's just way too much. Even if you're using, I mean, I just think it's way too much, even if you're using a long tail keyword, and that's podcast 45. So go back and listen to that. The only reason I know that is because I Googled. I was Googling, I Googled something and podcast 45 came up, long tail versus short tail.
Cool.
And
by the way, if you're using broad and you're spending a whole lot of money, give us a call.
Yeah.
We'll be happy to take that money and give you the same results.
There you go. So now I don't want to say don't use broad match because it's awesome for research. Just to kind of, you know, I use it all the time when I'm kind of trying to figure out how people are searching for certain things. So broad match is the default setting. Be very careful about it, you know, and whenever I sit out with new clients, people always, I'm showing them keyword search results and they're always like, oh, I want that lawyer. I'm like, whoa. Slow your roll here.
You and 5 million there you go.
Exactly. You know, and you know, everyone wants to go after short tail keywords because they have the huge search numbers, but then everyone is going after those. And FYI, short tail, long tail, basically long tail is three or more keywords.
And one of the reasons you don't want to go after lawyer, actually more important than okay traffic, whatever, is the fact that what's going to be on the first page is, you know, intensive articles about lawyers, Wikipedia. And so if somebody's actually, you know, if somebody's doing a research paper on lawyer, they're going to be happy with the results from the term lawyer. If somebody's looking for a lawyer in their hometown, they're not going to be happy with those results, so they're going to adjust their search anyway. So you could spend all your time trying to get on the page, first page for lawyer. You're probably not going to get first, second, third position. So as soon as they see Wikipedia and whatever the next two are, which aren't going to be related to lawyers who actually do lying.
Wait, that's not funny. We have a lawyer client on our SEO.
He's good, though. He doesn't lie. I mean, come on. Then, you know, they're going to change their search anyway. So that's not necessarily what you want. So, you know, that's one of the things we first do is kind of rein in the customer and explain, you know, why don't you want lawyer? Why do you want it? You know, if you were, maybe if you were a school, a lawyer school, maybe you want to be on the first page,
there
right?
You go.
Because even then, that's...
Exactly. And that kind of lends back to the long tail, short tail thing. Like, if you want to go after a short tail term, like lawyer, is the person that's searching for that actually looking for your service.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a Houston personal injury attorney, a guy searching for a lawyer isn't necessarily looking for a Houston personal injury attorney. He just might be doing research.
Yep.
So as another testament.
I mean, if you look in the broad base of what happens in law, he's more likely looking for a will.
There you
right?
go.
I mean, that's one of the most predominant things that people do. Or
you need a lawyer
small
for
claims
a will.
Court. Or, you know, is that kind of thing.
So that's another reason you want to go with long tail key. I mean, not to say you don't want short, but you definitely want long tail. They are they're more relevant to people that are searching. So if someone's typing in a long phrase like "I need a lawyer in Houston, Texas because of my personal injury claim," he most likely is looking for a
personal injury.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. So all right, there's broad match and phrase match. Phrase match is okay. So what was I using? I was using checking account. Phrase match would be. And you can type, you know, you put this in keyword selector tool. If you put it in quotes, what that means is if you put for checking account in phrase match, it's going to look for checking account.
The words right next to each other.
Right next to each other in that order. However, it will look for, it will also include in the search results, high yield checking account, student checking account.
Right.
Checking account for my grandmother. It's going to come up with a lot of different other things. So
it still may be very broad.
Yes.
And it has to be that exact keyword.
But yes, so it's a little more, it's still broad, but it's a little more refined than just broad match. Now, that's phrase match. Exact match, if you put a term into the keyword selector tool, put it in brackets, it's going to search for what's in those brackets. That's it. So my example was tennis shoes, but I should have put checking account because I want to stay consistent. So checking account, you put it in brackets. The keyword selector tool results will find out exactly how many times people searched for checking account. That's it. No words in between, no words before or after. So That's very important to understand. So those, and then there's also negative match. I'm not gonna really talk about that. What it is, you know, if you put a word in your negative match, that means I don't want my ad to show up when someone types in this particular word. But again, that's AdWords. That's not SEO. So broad match, phrase match, exact match. Now, when we're doing keyword when you're doing keyword research, you want to look at all of them.
Well, first, you should have us do the keyword research.
There you go. Because we look at all of them. And you really want to decide. You can, by looking at the three different types and you come up with a number, you can kind of decide how, okay, which one of these are really searching for me? Which, you know, and hopefully you're using long tail keywords. You can kind of differentiate it. And I won't go into exactly how I do it, but I can kind of figure out, okay, this percentage of people searching for a checking account aren't looking for you. This percentage of people kind of are, and this percentage of people are definitely looking for what you're going for just by looking at the search numbers, and then you look at how many people search for them. You can add numbers. You do a little math and add and subtract, and it's kind of common, but it's, yeah, you know. So that's why you really want to do it. And again, going back to long tail and short tail, you probably want to really be leaning towards long tail keywords and then running those through a keyword selector tool with general, broad, exact, and phrase. And then from doing that research, you really can kind of hone it down to how many of those people are actually looking for your products and services, not just looking for a checking account. They may be looking for a checking account, a high yield checking account in Houston, Texas. So I hope that makes sense. Now, if you live, I just learned this today. I did not know this, so I can't really take credit for this. Today.
I'll take credit for it.
There you go.
I'm cool with that.
If you live in the UK, which I now understand to be not one country, I'm sorry, I'm from the US. Geography was not my strong suit.
No, geography is not our strong suit.
There you go. I just learned that a couple months ago. The UK is not a country. It's a collection of countries. So if you're in the UK... what's up to everybody in the UK, especially Woo-hoo! Darren, because I know Darren's there.
Darren.
And
his brother
UK,
David.
Yeah. The UK and Canada. And why Canada, man? Like, seriously, why couldn't we get this? There's a new modifier you can use to on the broad match. And basically what it is if you put a plus symbol in front of checking, you search checking account, you put a plus symbol in front of checking, what happens is that you're telling the Google and the keyword selector tool that the word checking is of utmost importance. So, and then, you know, you can read a little bit more about it, but I just wanted to let if you're in, what's up, Leo?
Leo's
here.
How's it going?
With his Coug shirt on, that's what's up.
Future Coug.
Go
right
ahead,
here,
man,
with two
go ahead. Everybody
come across.
No, you can say that. Everybody say
there
what's up
go.
To Leo.
Yeah.
So, that's that's only available in the UK and in Canada. It's not, no one knows when it's coming to the US or not. So it is coming, just not, we're not
so
sure.
So what does the plus do again? I missed some.
It helps you, it tells the keyword selector tool that this word is of utmost importance.
Oh, okay.
So if you put broad match, checking account in the broad match.
It'll lean towards that word.
It'll probably say, okay,
so
this.
So even though checking and account are in a lot of stuff, it'll show you first checking, and then,
it'll use different variations of account, you know, bank account, checking account, but it's probably going to look for checking in there first. So, and when it comes here, I will play a little more with it and tell you exactly how it works. Okay.
By the way, for all of you non-Houstonians, Coug is Cougars at University of Houston, which we're both alum.
Woohoo! That's right.
That is.
What's up? And another little key point that I put in here about, and this is kind of going towards long tail, short tail, is if you decrease the number of words that you're using in your SEO, if you want to go after checking account, let's say you're a bank or you're an SEO for a bank, and you want to go after checking account, when you decrease the number of words that you're going after or you're optimizing for, it decreases the likelihood of relevancy. And if you increase the number of words, like high yield checking account Houston, Texas, you are increasing the chances of the relevancy. To your... So that's another testament. I know that was another podcast, but...
And so this is twofold. So from the SEO perspective, you still want to make sure that you have high yield checking account Houston, Texas in the text, in the title, in the header tag, so that gives a lot of precedence to that. Same with pay per click. Exactly. That's your target page for pay-per-click. That actually Google has a rating system so that you can show up higher because they're like, okay, yes, Google wants to make money. They also want a good experience for their Google user. So maybe somebody's bidding more than you, but it's sending you to a page that just says high-yield checking account. It doesn't say Houston, Texas. Yours does. So they're going to give you some credit for that.
Thank you. And that's I read an article a while back. That is what makes Google what it is. Relevancy. That's why they were the bomb search engine, because their results were more relevant. So, and that's how I was explaining to a guy a couple months ago, like, the way their PPC algorithm works, it used to be, they changed it last year, it used to be if you bid the most, you get the best placement. And that's not true anymore. It's if you have a good bid, you have a competitive bid, and if the landing page that your ad takes someone to is relevant for the key term that you're using. That is a big
super
factor,
huge,
maybe. I don't know a word. So that's what makes Google what it is. The people like their results because they're relevant. They like their PPC results because they're relevant. So that's why they changed that algorithm.
That new focus is one of the reasons you actually should use a pay-per-click expert like us to handle your pay-per-click campaign, because you can make it more efficient. Like we said, it's not the highest bid, it's the most relevant with the highest bid.
Yeah.
Right? So there's a rating range. So you may be currently bidding a buck for Attorney Houston and sending them to a page that just talks about, you know, I don't know, Chris Burris's attorney services.
Yeah.
And it doesn't say Attorney Houston. You know, getting somebody who knows what they're doing with your pay-per-click campaign could get that buck down to 50 cents or 25 cents. So you're not paying as much. You're getting more bang for the buck. And frankly, from a SEVO perspective and that search engine visitor optimization perspective, you're going to do much better anyway.
Yeah.
Because when people search, they want to see in the SERP, the search engine result page, they want to see those search words. They actually want to see it. Because if I type, you know, attorney in Houston, what personal injury attorney in Houston, and I see those words in the search engine results, I'm going to click it because
go.
I know it's what I'm looking for. And then when I get to that page, I also want to see it again just to make sure I didn't get suckered onto that page or whatever. So, you know, all of this SEVO and keywords, it's all tying together like some big universe.
There you go. I was like, I'm gonna see what he comes up with this one. Universe, there you go. And this is kind of going back to last podcast. Like, if I could say SEVO is like our it's
mantra.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know, it's way to not be a douchebag. You know, basically it really is. It's give the people what they want. You should understand
antithesis of douche,
there
SEVO.
You go. I like that.
I'm so afraid douche is going to be like a theme for
there you go. You
the
don't
rest
want to be
of
a,
our podcast.
Yeah, you don't want to be a douche. You don't want to lead people on to think that they're going to get info about something that they're not. So, you know, go back to our main principles that we always go on. You want to have keywords. You want to have good content that's for the Google. This is your phrase.
Yeah.
I'm going to butcher it.
Yeah.
Google user
experience.
There you go.
Yeah.
You got to
give a good experience to the Google user.
Yes. And then, you know, you don't want to stuff keywords. You want to make sure, and it's so easy. I was writing content the other day and I'm just like, oh, let me put this in one more time. It's so easy to stuff, man. It really is. But don't be a douche. I had to check myself. I was being a douche. So I had to kind of take it out a little bit.
Tone the douchiness down.
There you go. And I'm sure Leo is probably like, what the hell are these dudes talking about? I come to work and all they're talking about is feminine products. I don't get this. What is the problem?
Ringing bells, douchebags.
There you go. So that's a little bit long tail, short tail, and a little keyword match types. That's very, very important. So if you're trying to select your keywords, and if you haven't checked, if you're using the new keyword selector tool to change your match types, they are in the bottom left-hand corner. And now they have it where you can select broad, exact, and phrase match at the same time. I have no idea why. But
you'd think broad would cover the other.
Yeah, exactly. And it gives the results for all of them combined. I'm like, I don't get that. That's stupid. But so if you're looking for keywords,
Google, man, it can't be stupid.
Yeah,
there has to be an unbelievably logical. It's so logical, it's beyond our understanding.
There you go. Google can just say, "Oh, we're smarter than you. It's over your head."
Yeah.
Sorry. So when you're doing your keyword research, there you go. make sure you want to be looking at broad match, phrase match, and exact match. and, you know, do some research and analysis and try to figure out, okay, this, you know, this is the word that I'm looking for and here's why.
Cool.
And that's it.
Awesome. Awesome. We'll write that down as podcast number 61.
61?
Yeah, 61. Gosh. Can you believe it? All about, what were you talking about again?
Keyword match types, a little bit long tail, short tail.
Keyword selector tool and the different types that you can match with it. So that was a great podcast. You did an awesome job, Paul.
Thank you.
Again, you can find us at ewebstyle.com. You can also find our Facebook page, our Twitter page. All of that's at the beginning. I'm not going to go over it again. But we would love for you to send us an email at podcast@e-webstyle.com. We'd like to hear from you. We'll give you a shout-out. We'll do a free analysis for you just so you know where you are, what you need to do. And then, you know, maybe you'll even let us do it. That'd be great. This is the end of podcast number 61. You are listening to the most popular SEO podcast on iTunes. That is because of you. We really appreciate you. Thank you. Until the next podcast, my name is Chris Burris.
This is Paul Hanson.
Bye-bye for now.
Bye, guys.
Slightly raised up eyebrow, highbrow. Tamely, gamely, headed my way. Cool as mountain snow, girl, glow, girl. Pining, shining, needing some play. Where have you been all my life? Something pure yet so refined. I'm gonna find my gold mine. I think she's gonna set me free. In my daydream, she's my fantasy.